Welcome to Discovering Responsible Wealth. This is Frank Congelos, your host. It's a pleasure to be with you this week. You know, before we start our show, I would like to just let the people in Newtown, Connecticut, Sandy Hook Elementary School, and all of those who have been struggling up there and suffering, that our prayers go out to them, that they're in our hearts and prayers, and really very touching, everything that's been going on there. So we pray for you. We love you, and we're here for you. That being said, you know, it's that time of the year where, you know, we think and we reflect a little bit of what's occurred over the course of the last year, you know, good times, bad times. And for a lot of us, this time of year, we start thinking very charitably. You know, we can't really go too far without, you know, we go out to our mailbox, we bring in our mail, and we have five solicitations in there asking us if we would be willing to contribute to some needy cause, to some organization that we can make a difference with. And over the last couple of weeks when we've been doing our show, we've been really talking about start with your why, your purpose, what you're trying to accomplish in your life. And part of what we always talk about is, you know, where's your faith, where's your heart, where's your mind, and what are you trying to do? You know, the Bible tells us that the Lord loves a cheerful giver. And with that in mind, what we've done this week is I've brought in a couple of experts in the area of planned giving and, in, you know, dealing with charities and so forth. And our guests today are Michael Baker and Mark Safran of M3 Development, and there you are, the leading experts in the areas of charitable giving. So, gentlemen, welcome. It's a pleasure to have you on our show today.
Thank you very much, Frank.
Thank you for having us.
Appreciate being here.
So, you know, and with that, you know, mindset of charitable giving this time of the year, why don't we start, first of all, by talking a little bit about what is M3 Development? And I know that this is your area of expertise. What is it that you do? How do you help people? How do you help organizations? And tell us a little bit about yourselves and what you're doing.
Well, thanks, Frank. We appreciate that. M3 Development, we founded approximately 10 years ago. And our philosophy is all things philanthropy. And our business model is built on working with small to mid-sized charitable organizations and religious organizations. And we work with some big organizations. But truly to help them be better when it comes to the world of philanthropy and raising money. And it is all-encompassing, everything that we do. So we work with nonprofits, and we also work with foundations and families and individuals of wealth, helping them to advise them to where to give their money. So we have the best of both worlds. We get to see great organizations who do a lot of good work, and we get to work with individuals and help them to give money away. But I can tell you the core of our business is the charitable organizations and working with them. That part, and over the last 10 years, we've worked with hundreds of agencies, and we've helped them become better. And we've helped them become better in a number of ways, whether it's building their board, helping them to create a strategic plan, helping them to raise money in their annual fund or some major gifts or some planned giving, working with groups on campaigns. And it's been a lot of for us, it's a labor of love. You know, we don't work for this. Is something we do because we love and we're passionate about it. And what happens in our business, it's an ethical business, and you really need to have people around you. And when Mark and I created M3 Development, we wanted our business to be, number one, ethical. Number two, it was going to be an organization can afford us. Because we are a group that's lean, and we're able to focus on the organization's needs, not ours. And more importantly, it ties everything around philanthropy that we do.
Terrific. You know, what's interesting is you know, we have so many different you know, occasions to give to charity. You know, it's like, you know, we just had, you know, Superstorm Sandy. You know, we have now what's occurred in Newtown, Connecticut. And every time we turn around, there's a lot of, you know, there's disaster that goes on. There's different things that are occurring. And, you know, how do nonprofits really play a role in these? Because, you know, you can turn around and before you know it, someone's asking you to dial in a text number on your phone to donate and do all these different things. And, you know, maybe you can just tell us a little bit about that because, you know, there's some that are valid, some that are not valid. And so maybe you guys take a little bit of time and tell us a little bit about that.
Well, there are a significant amount of causes within our region, within our country, that are doing extraordinary work and work that really, really benefits those in need. And the importance of giving in so many ways is being seen now in the devastation that happened, as you mentioned, in several parts of our country. People donating a simple thing as a meal, donating clothing, giving their time, donating blood. And then you've got the, as you mentioned, Frank, the, you know, abundance of charities to give to. And with that, the charities are in need of your support. And the need is greater than ever. The work that those organizations out there are doing due to those devastations, no dollar amount can be put on the great effect they're going to have on helping change lives. So I think there's multiple ways to give from, as I said, from the simple thing as donating blood to making wise choices about how and who and where to give.
You know, what's interesting is, you know, a lot of our listeners, you know, through the course of the year and most of our messages, you know, there's an underlying theme of stewardship, which is, you know, the name of the show is, you know, discovering responsible wealth and how to be responsible with the wealth that you've been given and, you know, those blessings and gifts in your life. And, you know, one of the key aspects of that is, you know, knowing the right way to give, you know, who to give to, what's valid, what's not valid. And, you know, charities are, my understanding is, it's a big business. I mean, you guys see it every day. I mean, just out of curiosity, how big of a business is it that you see? I mean,
yeah, well, charitable giving in every any given year averages about $300 billion a year. And that's to the 1.9 million charitable organizations there are. And that includes the normal registered organizations that are 501c3s. It includes religious organizations, churches. And it is a important to, you know, point out that when you are giving, that you look at and evaluate very much so like you're going to make an investment, the organization that you're going to be investing your charitable dollars in. And everybody's a philanthropist, whether you're giving a dollar, $10, $100, or $1 million. You know, it's your level of philanthropy. And then this time of the year, as you mentioned earlier, and you were getting five solicitations a day through the mail, and I think all of us are, and it's important to recognize which groups that we've supported and continue to support those groups because they do good work. But if there are new groups that are asking you for money and charities, it's important to do your due diligence and really check them out. You know, in the U.S., you know, we're very fortunate. We're a giving society. It's taught. It's a behavior that's taught to us. We go to church, we go to synagogue, we go to a mosque. Okay, philanthropy is really taught at that basis and learned. So when you learn that behavior and then you become a little older and you're able to give dollars, you can actually take those dollars and put it to work in a good way. So, for example, we just had a Superstorm Sandy, and you have individuals who are really mobilized to give money. How are they giving those dollars? Well, they're giving dollars to reputable organizations like the Red Cross, like the Salvation Army, okay, charitable organizations that are feeding the hungry. So you've got groups like Catholic Charities, you know, that are providing places and shelters, and you're providing meals. It's very important that you recognize when a natural disaster happens, those basics, you know, as Mark mentioned earlier, whether it's giving food, giving blood, are needed, but what's really needed is cash. And for organizations to succeed and fulfill their mission, when you make that investment, you want to make sure that you're giving it to a reputable organization, an organization that's going to do what they say with your money. And it's really important when you think about, you know, your personal philosophies and what your beliefs are, and that you are giving to that and you're not giving outside of it. What's the number one reason that people give is because they're asked. Well, that's why we have solicitations coming in the mail. That's why you might get something via email or on social media. On Facebook, you might see something that a friend is doing and they're asking you to give and support them. And it's important that you think about it. And then if it's the right decision for you, act upon it.
Great. You know, when we're listening and you're going through that, how would just an average everyday American do their due diligence? Meaning that, you know, I'm getting these solicitations. I get something in the mail that I look at it and I say, wow, it sounds like something that is meaningful to me. And although it might not be something that I'm that familiar with, or maybe I am, how do I really know what's valid, what's not valid? Because unfortunately, we live in a world where there are some that are not doing the things that we'd like to see them do with the funds that we contribute. How do you know?
Well, Frank, I think the first place you start is the organization that you are looking at to consider making a financial contribution to. It should feel good in your heart. I think that's an important part of giving charitably, but also in the same way that we make financial investments and we do our due diligence to understand the companies, the mutual funds, the types of products we're going to invest our hard-earned dollars in, We need to do the same with our charities and understanding that. So a couple of simple things that can be done. The first thing is go take a look at their website. Most charities have a website that'll tell you who they are, what they do, who's on their board. In many cases, some of their finances will be on their website to make it easy for you to do that homework. Second thing is to look at websites like GuideStar.org. GuideStar.org is free to the public. It will allow you to look at the organization's tax return and give you a better understanding of how they take in their funds, but also what they pay their executives, and more importantly, what they do with the funds from a programmatic standpoint. You can also look at Charity Navigator, which rates charities. But even more important than that, you want to make sure that those charities are registered to do business in the states that you live in. So in New York and New Jersey, both our attorney generals have charities bureaus. They have websites that you can go on through the attorney general in that state, and you can see that the charity is registered. You can also look at their audited financial statement as well as their tax return.
Very good. So, gentlemen, it's a great insight that you've been providing with us today. And this is a two-part series for our listeners. Part one today, which is we're talking about how to identify the charity, make sure it's a valid charity. Our next segment, which is going to be next week, we're going to be talking about how to give, some of the tax aspects of how to give, and the different options that you have available. Our guests again today is we have, Michael Baker and Mark Safran of M3 Development, experts in charitable giving. And you've been listening to Discovering Responsible Wealth. This is Frank Angelos. If you have questions, you could reach us at the Institute of Responsible Wealth, 2431 Atlantic Avenue, Manasquan, New Jersey, or at info@ivrw.com. Thank you. Have a blessed week and have a Merry Christmas.